At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, I'm Michael Nabioskuri. I'm the Director of Analysis here at Sinon Geopolitics. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what our daily news digest, our coffee brief, is, what it's meant to do for us, how we use it, because there's been some questions about where does the content in the brief come from, who writes it. So we are an open source shop. Our past is in open source intelligence. And for the bulk of it, that means we rely on reporting to help keep us informed about the world and how that works. So depending on the size of your organization or your needs or what your clients' needs are, open source collection can look a few different ways. For us, our researchers, our analysts do a lot of the primary collecting on their own based on what's going on in the world, what our client needs are, things that interest us. So we pull from a variety of sources, a variety of reporting agencies. Now, what we do for our brief, that's a little bit different than some summaries you might be able to get from other organizations. And again, based on our own needs, we present the news raw. So sort of like a raw intel. Couple of reasons we do this. One is when we read the news, how we read the news, all of the details that are presented in an article are relevant to us. These include the reporting agency. So is it an in-country news desk? Is it a wire? When we say wire, we mean a global reporting agency, sort of like Reuters or an AP in the US. In the UK, they have BBC, which of course has historic roots with the government and is publicly supported. Other examples of agencies like that would be AFP or Agence France-Presse, which is for France. The Germans have one. So who's the reporting agency? Who's the reporter? There are certain reporters that might have a particular bias, good or bad. That's important for us to know. There are some reporters who have a good track record of reliability when it comes to some of the tips or leaks that they get. Certain outlets have affiliations with certain governments or branches of government agencies. For a long time, the LA Times had a long-standing relationship between some of its reporters and certain intelligence agencies out of the U.S., and they got a lot of good CIA leaks. You know, where is the story reported from? If we're talking about an event that's unfolding in Bangladesh, but it's being reported out of Paris, that reporter very likely was not on the ground when events were unfolding. So again, where are they getting their information from? Also, we include what would be in a print story, like above the fold, the first few paragraphs after the lead, after the byline of a story. There, again, this is just a raw intel or a raw presentation of the story. Not every story in the brief is going to be relevant for everyone at that time for us internally. But you can sort of skim the relevant details and see, do I need to go through and click this link and read more of this? Or Peter or somebody else can say, I need more information on what's being reported here. They'll get it sent to them. They can then ask for like an intelligence summary, more data on a particular topic. So that's why sometimes if you read an item in the coffee brief, the digest, and you're like, why is this particular language being used? Whose tone or whose belief or whose analysis is reflecting? That's the story. That's the news article item. That is not the sort of final presentation of an internal forecast or analysis from Zog on that topic. We are giving y'all what we see and what we read from that particular news article. So to bring up a recent conversation that was happening, Al Jazeera presented a story where they described Israeli military's actions in Gaza as genocide. Al Jazeera, I think, actually went on to change the language in that report. But there was a lively discussion, which I think broadly is good. You should be engaged. You should, you know, participate in exchange of ideas with everybody. That was a major goal of ours when we set up the Patreon. But, you know, there was a question of, does Biden geopolitics call this a genocide? I would say maybe from a geopolitical perspective, that conversation is sort of go to the side. But that was not our language or analysis. But it's also important to note that one of the major and last remaining international outlets, whatever your view of them, on the ground, or as much on the ground as they can be, in this kinetic situation, let that particular designation, or we can call it bias, pass through and go on to publishing. Does that completely invalidate what they're reporting? I would argue no. You might think differently. We can talk about it. I think we can engage in an adversarial but not antagonistic, again, exchange of analyses and ideas, and hopefully we'll all emerge at the end of it better informed and more open. But this is probably going on too long for most of y'all to care about. But if there is interest in sort of how we further parse apart a story, or what sources do we look at, or why do we engage with some particular kinds of media and not others, I think we'd be happy to get into that, either me or if Peter's schedule allows. Absolutely, Peter can. This is something that I've been doing for a decade and a half, and I forget, and that's my bad, that not everybody has the same sort of internal rubric or metrics that they engage with the story with, are the same sort of what is that for me an internalized process when I open up a newspaper or more frequently click through the news. So if that's, again, if this is at all interesting to you, if you would like any more on this, let us know. And if you don't like the format of the digest, we're still going to do it the way we do it for ourselves internally. But all of this is a new and organic and evolving process. So we want it to, again, to be as impactful and meaningful for all that is for us. So let us know. Anyways, again, really appreciate the support. Really appreciate the engagement. It means a lot to see that so many people get enjoyment and find value in what we do every day. So thanks again.